Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Yo, welcome to another episode of In a Minute with Devin Lovett, coming to you live from the IM Studios in the heart of LA. And speaking of heart, this woman today has my heart. Wow. This is the most special guest that we've had so far, and probably the most special guest that we're ever going to have. As far as proximity to me, both emotionally and physically and spiritually, I welcome my wife, Irene Lovett, of Design Styles, an interior designer. Yay. Thank you for being here.
I just applauded for myself.
I know. I didn't prepare an intro, but the thing is, we're here on an AMA. We put up an Instagram story this week. People send in their questions. Ask me, ask us, ask anything. I guess it's ask me anything. Yeah. And Irene's going to sort of MC this episode, and we're going to get into it with whatever people wanted to know about LA in a minute with Devin Lovett, about Irene and Design Styles, or
us, or just a little more insight onto you. I read through some of the questions, not all of them, but yeah, a lot of them are just geared want to get to know you on a more personal level. They don't ask anything as like, although nobody asks what your favorite food is or like what you eat for breakfast, but it's still very much like LA centered. But
we can do little sidebars on that.
We'll see where these questions lead
us. Okay, we'll see where they lead us. And also, I got to give a shout out to our sponsor, Ardo Brick. You know them, manufacturing, fabricating tile and brick by hand from their factory in Gardena, employing dozens of people. They say manufacturing is tough in LA, and it is, but Ardo Brick, third generation business, American dream story, run by my man Armin, keeps doing it. And it's not just any brick and tile. This is truly high quality, historic stuff. They renovate and help restore landmarks like Olvera Street, Mariachi Plaza, La Plaza de Cultura y Artes. I work with Vallarta, Ojai Valley Inn. So this is really an LA institution. Support Ardo Brick for any of your commercial or residential needs. Always thank you to our great sponsor, Ardo Brick. Let's start this AMA with the beautiful, the stunning Irene Lovett. Let's go.
Okay, so first question comes from J.A. Smith Photography. How did you guys meet?
This is old friend Jackie, by the way. I got to give a shout out to Jackie.
Actually, I did meet Jackie at Culver City Toyota when you did your live podcast.
There you go. Friend of the show, Jackie. We've told this story.
We have. And it's, I guess, the short end of it, or just
the bullet points.
We met through well, my sister and you have a mutual friend. We're not going to get into the nuance of it because it's a real, it is a great story.
It is.
But we like to, like, it can kind of expand or.
And I want to get to the questions. So,
yes, exactly.
Long story short, mutual friend / her sister, Fridays in Porter Ranch, surprise party, Irene's 21st.
Yeah. Yes.
We hooked up and it's been smooth sailing ever since.
Never any problems. Never
no
any
problems in the history of the relationship. No. But yeah, it started on her 21st birthday.
21st, and yeah, I mean, not to give my age away, but it's been 20, at least 20 years.
Say 5 or 6 years since then.
Yeah. Okay. So next question. Hopefully pessimistic 89. What film set in Los Angeles do you feel best encapsulates how it actually feels to live in LA?
That got serious pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody, anyone, and I'm not like a film guru, but I never feel like Los Angeles is the main character. I don't know. I mean, that questions are for you.
No, I like this. She has great input and she's the artist of this duo. I'll say this. What comes to mind is Falling Down when you're in traffic. All right. Michael Douglas, you know, what happened with the car and getting, I think we all can relate to that. I always reference Big Lebowski, not for anything except for the fact that the dude lives in a bungalow in Venice with no apparent job and no apparent money, but he's able to afford that. But you got everything from Blood In, Blood Out to Clueless, all of which, depending on your where you grow up,
I guess
your
it
life,
depends.
On,
right. Because, I mean, Clueless was definitely more like a rich Beverly Hills. There were areas where they filmed in the valley. And actually, absolutely, her main house is in Encino because we once did a Clueless tour. But you never really get to see, like, okay, this is the epitome. This is the one movie really encapsulates what it what it feels to live in LA.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of always a backdrop.
And LA is so dynamic and there's so many. Listen, whether you grow up in Alhambra or Arcadia or Mission Hills, it's going to be a different life growing
for
up.
Sure.
Montebello.
Like, when you think about even, like, let's say Clueless to, like, Friday, like, those are completely different.
Great example. So not to skirt the question, but that's a tough one to answer. And they all pick little parts of life in LA. And that's, again, what we love about LA is that it's so dynamic and it has all these little aspects. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Good question. So next question comes from Hungry in LA, Eddie. That was in parentheses. So
Eddie,
we know
is
Eddie.
Our boy. This is Eddie Sanchez, who, if you ever see an LA in a Minute video and it looks like gorgeous and stylish, it's because Eddie did it. Hungry Creative Co. His feed is Hungry in LA, but he's a professional videographer, photographer for Sugarfish, Wolfgang Puck, the Dodgers, Chef Marito. Chef Marito, I owe you guys an episode. Like, great company, Lauren. What's up? But Eddie
does your fit. He does the ones that look more like high quality.
El Pato, Apple Pan, Vallarta versus Northgate, the ones that look awesome and are produced well. It's Eddie. But Eddie, thanks for sending a question. What do you
think? Yeah. So to the question, any special foods that are a must for the holidays?
Absolutely. You go first.
You go first.
You go first.
I know. I think you're going to say my culture and I'm going to say your culture. Although,
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a must, but. You introduced me to latkes, and I'm like, wow, these are latkes are they're great.
Latkes are great with applesauce
and applesauce.
They are a bitch to make, by the way.
Yes,
I make them by hand.
And that's about we've definitely
and
around
cream,
like Hanukkah. You've made a couple, and then like Passover.
Good
but
call.
I would say like I just it's
you
funny I just thought of this and I'm like
Hanukkah,
I have latkes like. Once a year of that.
I am a big pozole guy. And I feel like, and my wife here can attest, I feel like I make a pretty good
pozole. You make a good one. I know.
Pozole,
you.
By the way.
It's great. And I almost even like it more than my mom's. Sorry, Mom.
Yes. You
it's
hear
great.
That?
It's really good.
You hear that today? No.
But yeah. But any special foods? I mean, pozole,
And I will say this. I have tamales. Once a year, not one time, but one season per year. It's always this
Correct.
Time of year.
And this year we got a lot
we did.
Because, well, you did a lot of a few episodes for
Dolores
or
Mission.
Dolores Mission. They sent us a care, or well, it's you, but of course I had to like
shout
I think
out,
I opened it up before
That's
you
where
did
Homeboy
I was like,
Industries started, by the way,
here.
Father Greg Boyle. And then Tamales Liliana's great American
and
LA American
Felix actually said, he's like, these, our son Felix said, these are the, this tamale is delicious. It was a chicken with like, it was chile verde. There you go. And he was like, this is a great tamale.
They also had strawberry tamale. Tamale. So yeah, those are must have holiday foods for me.
Yeah. And okay. Next question is HR Jossman. If you could.
JR Jossman.
Oh, sorry.
Also big supporter since way back.
If you could change two things about LA, what would they be? Oh my God. Let's limit the amount of transplants. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. JK.
We're all transplants here. Most.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Including the animals and the plants are mostly transplants here. For me, this is the truth.
But I know it's just like, it feels like you're going to, it's always like, crime, homeless, pollution,
apologies,
traffic.
Apologies in advance to Michael Schneider for Streets for All, who's going to be on this on this podcast in January.
Not anymore.
Listen, there needs to, and this is what we're going to discuss, Michael, there needs to be a compromise between bike lanes and accommodating bike riders and mass transit and not adversely affecting car traffic. I understand the vision. I understand the need for a city that has plentiful options. But right now, you cannot take a lane of traffic out of Sepulveda Boulevard or on Washington and Culver City and make these busy streets one lane of traffic. And listen, I'm just being honest with my own observations. You see one bike rider every 10 to 20 minutes tops. And I know that'll encourage it, but here's what I'm going to discuss. And Michael, I know you're prepared, but somebody who's commuting from Sylmar to the West Side or Valley Village to El Segundo, how is that person supposed to ride their bike or even take mass transit efficiently? Because I've tried the latter and it's tough. So one thing I would change would be maybe slow down Measure HLA and those things that are mandating the bike lanes. That's the one thing, because I've already noticed longer commutes in places that I drive, and I do drive a lot, and I know it's selfish, but that's my one thing. What would your one thing be? Then that'll equal two for JR Johnson.
Yeah, I don't want to go with like crime or traffic and stuff, but I was thinking about it, and why don't all the schools get on the same schedule? Okay, so there's LAUSD. So there's LAUSD. Our son is in Glendale. And in the summer, specifically, more importantly, is probably spring break. Our son's spring break is like before spring break. It's like just right when we're entering spring.
It's like March.
And so
something.
We have friends, or like let's say my nephew who goes to a Catholic school, his spring break is after Easter. So if we want to take a trip with a friend, we can't coordinate trying to maybe make plans with somebody who goes to LAUSD. Or yes. And then in the summer, our son gets out like a week and a half before LAUSD. Yep. Or like there's certain holidays that they don't get off. And then I was like, wait, how can we not get on the same
schedule? great example of the same city, same town. Good job. Okay.
All right. Okay. Above Los Angeles, Josh, are your friends?
All my friends are stacked. Thank you. That's what having friends does. They all participate. No, but Josh, what up? Above Los Angeles, by the way, while she's reading the question before, one of my greatest friends that I've ever met in this business, in this space, he does fantastic work. Definitive drone shots of Los Angeles. He's also in Virginia, above Virginia. Follow him, but he's a fantastic human above all else with a great family. Go ahead.
Okay, when are you doing an LA in a Minute on Point Doom? Added to the list. Added to the calendar.
Okay, in short, and Josh, I'm not shortchanging you. This is the truth. I'm not much of a beach guy. For somebody who's such an LA person, like, I love the beach. It's beautiful. But
maybe in the summer. I think maybe if we kind of, beach.
We don't
summer,
spend a lot of time at the beach. That's all I'm gonna, I should do that episode. And a Malibu episode has already been done, but not properly. So I will get to that, Josh. And I'm going to use your drone footage.
Yeah. Okay, Alex Brodetsky. Okay. When will you do a video on the Valley Inn restaurant? and we just went to the Valley Inn recently. We had a date night because our son was at a birthday, like a drop-off party, so it was like right down the road.
Yeah.
I'd never been. You'd been, and you'd been mentioning that we should go together.
Valley Classic. I think 1947, by the way. Buried in the like Encino, Sherman Oaks foothills, right near the 405. It's as nondescript as a place can get. That's like a
expansive, really regal
place, historic.
The red leather booths and
classic.
The owner, it kind of feels like tucked away. There's a bar like right when you walk in, and there's two kind of separate dining areas. But if you, it's great. It's just like the what you envision like older.
It is
like steakhouses.
Classic.
Yeah,
classic.
You get your martini.
And nobody really talks about
a wedge salad.
Wedge salad.
I feel like those places are dying down, where a lot of it is just very, you know, which is great. Like, you get a little too creative with the dishes and stuff. And I was like, let's kind of take it back to the basics.
Classics, yeah. I feel like Allison Martino would love that place. If she grew up in the Valley, that would definitely be, like, her spot, by the way.
And, funny thing, the owner, too, she was like, you're the guy. Let's get into it.
I think her name was Sophia.
She would come to our table, and then she like, let's get into it.
I should do a story.
It was really cute that she like
Valley Inn. I'm going to do a story. It's a great, cool place.
Okay, Love History 22. How do you celebrate or teach your son traditions for Christmas and Hanukkah?
Not bad.
How do you celebrate?
I defer to you because I was just saying off air to our producer Eric before this. My family's tradition for Hanukkah, I'm Jewish, but I'm the kind of Jewish where they asked, do you want to do baseball or Hebrew school when I was 8? And that was the last I ever heard about it. We observed Hanukkah by lighting the candles for 2 minutes, and then I get into my presence, and that would be the extent of it. So I'm not a super religious Jew. Thus, we did not have strong religious traditions.
No.
However, being embraced into this family.
But I was thinking about that with Felix just yesterday. We kind of started our own traditions. And one thing, and then this is what I was describing to him yesterday. We were working on this like Christmas puzzle. I didn't do a whole lot of Christmas. Like, I don't remember a
time.
Well,
weren't you a bad kid though? Maybe you just missed it, or you were in your room or something.
I was like, right. I was grounded throughout. No.
Yeah.
No, I think, I mean, there was like, we celebrated Christmas Eve, like that was like, there was no Christmas morning. We didn't do Santa Claus.
Wow.
Some years we didn't even get a Christmas tree because like sometimes we would go to Mexico during the holidays. So it was like, it just didn't make sense to get a tree if we weren't going to be home for like half of the month. But now with Felix, I do an advent calendar, and instead of, it used to be like a Lego one where he would get like a different Lego every day.
So cool.
And I was just like, it's just too many toys.
I'm
like
a big
every
Lego
day
proponent though, by the way, great for the kids break.
But I got like a wooden one, and so I'll put different activities in there that kind of lead us to the big day. So it'd be like bake cookies, and it's just kind of a way of really getting into the holiday spirit, and hence like the puzzle is like, let's do this holiday puzzle. And so we're doing little things like that. I think like that become part of our tradition.
And we play Christmas songs every night during
the
summer.
I like half. Yes, it's.
But she's got style. This isn't the cornball Mariah Carey,
I like the classics.
Which I do like.
I like the classics.
I like it
and
all because I never grew up with it. But she gets into like lo-fi Christmas, like Cascade Christmas, which by the way,
and then
Cascade,
Cher's,
great album.
Hey DJ, bring a Christmas. I like that song, like pumps me up. But no, I like to stick to the classics, but we do always have Christmas music during dinner time, and then just
And to her credit, which is cool for my culture, she got us into real Hanukkah stuff. Like the actual, we just do like, again, at my house, it was somber. My parents were dope, but they weren't like seriously.
They'd
just be like Baruch Atah Adonai, and then boom, it was done. Well, we're over. Now we had friends, a great group of friends. There was like Jewish, still have that group of friends, but they come over, they like sing the prayer. And I was like, what do you mean you sing it? Apparently, it's a big celebration, and it makes it way more fun when you're eating those latkes and having that fun. So we try to keep it more upbeat and share like both sides of the tradition.
We do. We always, we light, for Hanukkah, we light the candles every night, and we sing or have, we like pull up this YouTube video. Oh, yeah. And then I do, I try to, like a couple of times we've invited our neighbors who are British, like they never celebrated Hanukkah. And a couple of times we did host like your Jewish friends because I wanted Felix to also. Yeah.
She's great about that.
But yeah, but mostly we just light the candles every day of Hanukkah.
Go on. One time we lit them in the car, by the way.
I was like, because you have to wait. You have to wait until you can't just blow them out. So we were at my parents, and I was like, we have to go home now. It's getting late. But I was like, the candles are still on. So yes, I was like, okay, drive slowly.
Home.
I'm just going to put them on my lap and hope we don't catch fire. And thankfully.
I drove relatively safely.
But yeah, we take it very serious.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So. Okay. Jay Smooth, do you make tamales for tamales, sorry.
I do not. I one day want to try and embrace a tamalada and join your family, Uncle Mario and Aunt Amelia, who make tamales. And they bring them and they're dope and delicious.
Yeah, my mom's side of the family, well, my dad's side also, but specifically because we celebrate the 24th with my parents. And so my parents are in the restaurant business. So because they have like all the equipment and stuff, they don't make their own tamales for the business, but they do it for the holiday. And so, yeah, they got like big.
The huge
pots
tanks
and stuff.
Of them. Yeah. We're locked out. Oops. Computers are putting up.
Oh, and then, yeah. And then we have like, we'll bring leftovers and stuff. So yes, my family does.
But I don't.
But I've never, and I mean, it'd be great if I could, but there are a lot of work is what I hear. So I'll just
I like that the community.
Leave up to the professionals. Yeah. Okay. Geo official one. Do you ever go to the Callejones in downtown?
No.
Do you know what that is? Do you even know what that is?
No. No. Do you know what it is?
I do. Yeah.
Go. What is it? Thank you.
So it's an area in downtown where you just get retail clothes, like it's supposed to be really like affordable from what I remember. It has been a long time, but I do remember going, oh gosh, I was like nine. I don't remember. Yeah, I'm nine. I was young.
Who wrote that question?
Oh, sorry.
No, you said it, but I
Geo Official One.
Geo Official One. Send me why you were asking that, because I'm very curious, and I love that. And I know, so it's like near the fashion district, right?
Yes.
Right? It has to be. So I did, there, by the way, is a lost episode of LA in a Minute about the fashion district. It's an episode that I finished and went to run, and I somehow deleted it. It's the only one, there have been episodes that have been run, but that's the only one I ever deleted, and I really regret it. Because it wasn't an area that I've known a lot about, and it had good history. And you're like, fashion district, what does that mean? So anyway, I'd want it, Santee Alley, all that kind of stuff. So I know that, but no, Callejones, I don't know.
I just always, I have this memory when I was a child. We were going to Mexico for the holidays. And so I was like, we got to get you like new clothes. So my aunt was like, let's go to the Callejones. And that was the last time I really shopped. As an adult, I visited the fabric district, and it's adjacent from
interior designer, by the way, Design Styles, I-L-E-S.
Oh my God.
Design S-T-I-L-E-S.
So yes, I'm familiar with it, but it's been a while that I've actually like shopped there.
Okay.
Mango Man? Mangel Man?
Go
if
on.
Sorry if I botched your name. In your opinion, perfect day for somebody visiting LA for the first time. Twist, no car in the picture. You got to stay home. I'm just kidding. Don't come. No. Which is funny that you say no car in picture, because there's been a lot of times when I've told Evan, I was like, if somebody was to visit LA for the first time, I would just like get in a car and drive around.
Love it.
That's but without a car, that's tough. I think you almost, it depends on how long you're staying for and like what your interests are. But I think you almost have to split up your trip, because if you don't have a car, you want to stay in an area that is like walkable. So let's say you're on the west side to get to like the Silver Lake, Los Feliz, Highland Park. Uber would be crazy expensive. And then I don't know.
Everything takes time.
You're definitely
metro,
not biking
bus,
there.
All of it. Bike
is a lot.
All takes time. And I love your point about splitting up time, because it's like a vacation. When we've gone on certain vacations, you go, and I'll speak for the Northeast. We stayed in Maine, we stayed in New Hampshire, we stayed in Boston. And I know those are like three different states, frankly, Boston, Massachusetts.
But we all stayed in
But LA is a huge area. So huge. You almost, maybe it's a great point. You might want to spend
split up
2 days on the west side, 2 days on the east side, 1 day in the South Bay. Like, it's so big. What a great idea.
Check out Manhattan.
Although that gets expensive in Airbnb. How about this?
True.
I say this. We have friends coming in for New Year's that are from New York.
And they're staying in Koreatown,
they're
right?
Staying in Koreatown, which is probably a great...
He said it's pretty central.
Central point, accessible to downtown.
But he's been to LA before, so I'm sure there's areas that he's like, I don't need to see that again. And he picked Koreatown because it is... it says it's pretty central. And I don't really know Koreatown. So, I mean,
well,
I know
I'll tell
like,
you this.
It's central to like that part of the
first
city.
Thing you do in Koreatown is call Dumbfounded. He's going to show you all the spots. See, no, shout out to Dumbfounded.
Tell him Evan sent you.
But no, you got Korean barbecue, you got Gelagetsa. So you got those two just knocked out right off the bat in Koreatown. You're
and
right by East Hollywood. So you got Jitlada and Zanku. Like,
is it really that close? I don't know.
You're better with directions.
I am better once I'm out, but anyway.
Right now, we're going to say Koreatown.
Oh, no, but he said the perfect day. Okay, so we have the location, but Is there a perfect? I mean, you come.
Listen, like, you're in Koreatown. You're gonna eat KBBQ. You're gonna eat Gelagetsa, and then you're gonna work your way north to eat Jitlada. And in the meantime, see maybe like Hollywood, Griffith Park. Swing by downtown.
True. Go to no a car. Dodger game.
I'm gonna need to map it out. That's the answer. Let's go. Let's move on. We got a lot of questions.
If your friends are planning to visit, to send them to this guy and he'll map out your.
Yeah.
Okay. Beers for breakfast. Hardest tile installation job.
That's you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't personally install the tile.
But you see.
So I have. And there's been some instances where the tile installer will say like, oh my God, this tile was really difficult. So maybe like a Salige tile. It's a handmade Moroccan tile. And because it's handmade, it has a lot of irregularities and in depth too. Some may be like slightly thicker. And then there's so much like color variation with each of them also. So you almost want to lay them out prior to installing and be there. Because your tile installer will come and just like, not like that fast, but he's, because there's so much color variation, you want to make it feel or look like it really, it feel like it's smooth, like kind of effortless a little bit. So come almost lay it out before it gets installed, but that might be trickier. And I know it's trickier because the installation labor just to do that, it's going to be an entirely different quote than if it was just like a ceramic or a porcelain. Okay, so Joshua Englander, favorite dad at Sherman Oaks Little League.
Okay.
Does he make your top five?
Shout out, Josh. He is a good friend and a friend of the show. His son, Nate Englander, was a participant and finished the initial Ellie in a Minute Challenge earlier this year. Great baseball player, has the home run record for Sherman Oaks Little League. Favorite dad, though?
I know. It's got to be tricky.
I'm going to tell you what. It's all my soba dads. You know who you are. That's the who's your favorite dad?
You. Mo.
Shout out to Khan, by the way. Come to Josh Englander, but soba dads.
Let's just go. The Little League in general.
All right, Sherman Oaks Little League, great community. Oh, greatest community in LA. I mean that.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe, hopefully this isn't all friends.
Well, that was five out of
two. Okay, Mike Dobbs, realtor. As a realtor, you say realtor, right? Not yes, realtor. Okay. I've been seeing wallpaper and more cabinet colors. Will that continue?
Oh. Thank you guys for giving good Irene-centered questions. Go on.
I know. How do they even know?
Okay. Because I said my wife designs stuff. So anybody who saw the first story was like, she's an interior designer.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Okay. I've been seeing wallpaper and more cabinet colors. Will that continue? Yes, of course. I hope so. Wallpaper is great. I love it. And I love that if you're looking for there's so many options. And if you're looking for like a pattern or a punch. And I mean, I don't know if you're going to just like put it in a specific area. No, you can put it anywhere, really. But like, I always think like a powder room because it's kind of small and it's what your guests use when they come visit. And so it's always kind of creates like cute. A little like jewel box. So you can have fun and go bold with it in powder rooms. I love to use it. And then cabinet colors. Yes. I know like white kitchens were trending for a long time and those are will forever still be classic, but I personally love color and pattern. So I love when people have more fun with cabinet colors. And I know sometimes people can feel a little bit leery about going with color because people just do tend to feel like scared about like committing hating a color.
It's a big commitment.
But if you go for a color, just like a general kind of tip or guideline is go with something with, it's like a little more muted because I feel like it has that, like that earthy undertone that when you go with like a bolder color that feel some kind of like a little too glaring. But
you
when you
really
go with something,
you
if you're going
to
go with
that, if you're going to do that,
yeah,
go for it.
Yes. Like even for example, like our kitchen cabinet, our kitchen cabinet colors are kind of in the, like a greenish gray blue. But I did try to pick something a little more muted because it just feels like it's a little toned down and not as vibrant. And
but they're nice. DM me for pics. But go
on. Oh, gosh.
Go next.
So, yes, I hope it'll continue because I love it.
Mike Dobbs.
Okay. Shot by Alfredo. How does Los Angeles become a city that preserves its architectural history?
As soon as I heard the name, Shot by Alfredo does fantastic work. Follow him. Photography LA. How does LA become what?
How does LA, Los Angeles, become a city that preserves its architectural history?
We're starting to do so more. You guys saw the fight for norms that...
Yes, and you know who it is? And I've been telling Evan for a while, there is a feed on Instagram called Save Iconic Architecture, who was founded by two interior designers local to Los Angeles. And they follow their feed because they feature a ton of places like norms. It was like...
but homes. They focus mostly...
No, it's not homes. It's... All buildings.
Really?
That, yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I was like, this is something that is important and speaks to me on different levels. But anyway, so you can get involved. They do a lot on their site as far as like, you know, making phone calls. Like they do have a membership that you can be a part of. I know there's a fee associated with that, but even on just like on a smaller scale, if there's like, we need you calling in, we need you to reach out to your like councilman and things on a smaller scale that you could, and just being informed too.
And I've seen this feed, they give the information, they tell you why it's important, why it's beautiful. But even for lay people like me that aren't necessarily knowledgeable about architecture, there's people like Esoteric who are tireless preservationists of LA, Allison Martino, Bobby Green,
1933 group is doing a great thing.
So I think, listen, celebrating Los Angeles, recognizing its history, recognizing the impact and importance that we've had globally, I think that people just acknowledging that and honoring it is the first step towards preserving the history and making us more of a architecture conscious and history conscious city. But I think little by little, it's getting done. Norms, I kind of laugh because it's like, oh, norms, raising Cain, they were using the same building. But you know what? It is important. And that's the first step. And these are the things that really make LA eventually become a historic city that people like respect that history. We're just starting to get there because they're always like, again, LA has no history and culture, but lo and behold, guess what? We totally do.
Yeah, so 1933 group is doing something great. And then there's another feed that I follow on Instagram. It's Historic Real Estate LA. And he's a realtor, but his focus is historic home, or just not necessarily historic, but older homes. So it's not just, finding the buyer or a seller, but someone who's going to appreciate a home for its bones and not just sell it to a builder who's going to tear it down.
Like the Betty White home got torn down.
I know. And that stuff, like, it hurts because just like, I don't want to live in a futuristic, like, massive box.
Why and not some respect of them are just that history?
Done.
The people have been through there.
I know. I see it in our neighborhood. I get that we can't keep every small people just lived. They had smaller homes back in the day. People want bigger homes. Like, that makes.
You grew up in a 900 square foot home. Right?
I did.
With five people. And now people would be like, how is that possible?
How's that? Right. So, but even if you're going to tear something down or expand on it, just kind of do it tastefully, like pay attention to sort of like the style that it was when it was built. You don't have to completely modernize everything. And I see that so much in our neighborhood where it's just like tear down, tear down, tear down.
So many.
There's a couple. I've reached out to a couple of builders and I was like, I get I know your business, but can we at least maybe take a nod back to like Spanish Revival or something? Why does everything have to be modern?
Yes.
Like there are beautiful homes.
And then it becomes
like,
cookie cutter and then it becomes cookie cutter.
Yes, I call them like these trendy houses because I was like, let's bring back, you know, craftsman style, Spanish Revival, anything Victorian.
Interesting, unique. Next question.
But that's a whole other tangent. Yeah. Okay. Tatiana Olina. LA definitely has so much to offer. The beaches, the hikes, or all the cool neighborhoods.
Okay.
Do you have any favorite spots? My favorites are the Venice Canals and Malibu.
I mean, Listen, I'll be honest with you. This is going to be corny and close to home, but here's the truth. When I crossed the LA River in the morning, walking to work and hit Ventura Boulevard before it's mad traffic and just look at the rows of palm trees. And yes, the businesses based on this foundation of the 1950s, like for me, that's a special place, especially with the backdrop of the river and the juxtaposition, the fact that this was a wild river that's now a concrete channel. I mean, listen, and she knows it with the palm trees. I stop and look, and it's almost like a laughing, funny, like, but this is LA, and this is why we love LA. It's just, even the beauty is in the personality of it and what made it become what it is. And I'm always conscious of those things. So like, it's all special. Wherever I'm going, I was out in East LA, Commerce, Hollywood, Fairfax,
yeah,
the Grove.
There's so much to like uncover in each neighborhood. Every like we neighborhood. Both grew up here. So you take it a little for granted maybe. And then now through what you're doing, and sometimes I go with you to these, you know, excursions and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm appreciating it so much more now. Like I'm rediscovering this city that I grew up in. But I didn't live in every single neighborhood. And so we visit different pockets.
And they all have such personality. We were in Granada Hills this weekend.
Exactly.
Right?
And that was like where we grew up. But we're in Studio City now, but from Studio City to Granada Hills, it's like 20 minutes.
Totally. And I come up with this. I love this stat. I always say from our house, it's the same distance. Like you hear Chatsworth, we're in the Valley. So it's Chatsworth. It's close. Chatsworth's the same distance as East LA. The Valley in itself is this big dynamic place. And when we were out in Granada Hills, we were at these soccer fields. My son was in the soccer tournament. He's been doing great. He's the goalie. They're going to Bakersfield in February because they keep winning these tournaments. But you see in the distance the Cascades, the LA Aqueduct. And it's just sitting there on the mountain range. And you're for once on this beautiful clear day, you're like, we have mountain ranges circling this city. And then we have one of the greatest feats in human history, the LA Aqueduct. We got water from 270 miles away. And you're just looking at it, kind of taking it for granted. I used to drive by it every week as a kid. Like you see.
Oh,
like,
even just mountains. Because I was like, yeah, we have mountains. And sometimes I hear about people doing like cross-country trips. And you're like, and I was through these states and they're all flat. And I'm like, I don't like what? There's no mountain.
Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, the Texas.
So
all of it. So yes, it's all special, but that's a great question. And honestly, you can find something dynamic, amazing, fun, incredible, insightful in every neighborhood.
In every neighborhood, exactly.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hamburger Maddie, aloha, Mr. and Mrs. Lovett. What are your favorite things about each other?
Oh.
Also, given your amazing LA love story, what advice would you offer to LA's bachelors and bachelorettes? Ooh, maybe we should become a relationship. I'm just kidding. This is our spinoff show.
By the way, Maddie, great guy from Hawaii, huge friend of the show for a long time. Just a
genuine, I do see the name.
Awesome, I like, awesome person. Yeah, but go on.
Oh, so what are your favorite things about each other? You go first.
She's funny. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's ambitious. Good mom. I mean, pretty easy to love and hang out with. And she's fun. Most importantly, we've always been able to have fun together, even despite potentially rocky times in the past. Like, I think we have fun the same way. And
yeah,
I think that's very crucial to any relationship. And just to get into part two, I don't know how to find people. I don't even know how you would find people.
Oh my gosh,
in 2024, 2025.
I know. I hear that the apps are.
But I'll say this, I think the most important thing, you could come from different places, different backgrounds, different cultures, different socioeconomic classes. But if you like to have fun the same way, whether that means eating, traveling, sitting around watching shows and movies, I think that that's the key foundation to a relationship. And honestly, to communicate, that sounds corny and cliche.
It's true, yeah.
But we've had a lot of therapeutic sessions with ourselves and sometimes third parties.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing to just unlock each other and happiness within each other.
Okay, so one of my favorite things about you, though, well, yeah, you're also super smart, full of information. yeah, you're driven. We like to have a lot of fun. You push me to do my best. You're really kind. You're giving all that stuff.
Thank you.
And then what advice would you? I know that's tough because I've been out of the game for a long time. But I guess be yourself,
yeah,
right? Because I think the thing with
just
you
great advice
too,
for life too, by the way.
Well, I think the thing with you, which what you know, because I know, like, I mean, it's been a long time, but in the beginning, where you're just like, you gotta like, oh, can't like act like you like him or like play hard to get or whatever, play games, I guess I call it. But you were just like really honest with how you felt, and I was like, oh wow, this guy is like confident enough to tell me, like, he's
you don't
a keeper.
Got time. Wear your emotions on
like,
your sleeve.
Yeah, it's none of this like back and forth.
No, so
I was just
games.
Like, wrote me. Yeah, you wrote me like a really like poured your heart out, and I was like, wow, I gotta.
Yeah, that's a writer.
Take this guy. Yeah,
definitely a writer.
Okay, so next question is Kelly Heels. Kelly Heels. Hi, I have a friend who collects vintage menus. I'd love to find a cool one as a Kwanzaa gift. Any recs on how or where to locate? Probably like eBay.
eBay would be my first choice.
Even
but
Etsy.
I'll
Etsy
tell you this.
Great.
I collect business cards. I don't know if you can see these, but I think business cards / menus, kind of same category, where like that memorabilia souvenir of a place is so special, especially in an era where it's not. Do you call this analog? I mean, it's obviously not digital, but it's a business card, quote unquote.
Yeah,
well, it's physical.
People don't even have them anymore. Like, people.
But where to get them? eBay. I know library has a great collection.
I was going to even say, they don't have a storefront. And I don't know where your friend lives. No, because I was going to say that Vintage Relics Museum. Valley Relics Museum. I'm sure they maybe if the price is right. Just kidding.
Wow. True. eBay is probably your best bet.
But even Etsy probably. I'm always like, Facebook Marketplace. Sometimes you don't even, like some people might just be getting rid of stuff.
Craigslist still a thing? I don't know. Okay, cool.
Okay, so that's my tip for that. Radio Hedonist. Do you and your wife like the same music? I know you're into hip hop, but does she like? Yeah, I think you put me on. No, we do appreciate each other's music tastes. You put me onto a lot of hip hop for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely kind of like the more like mellow stuff. Some of the stuff that like
down tempo, but like
Mac Miller, Ninth Wonder.
Yes, that's her stuff, which I like too.
But some
but
of
she
it,
she also likes. She doesn't love my hardcore hip hop or the super like aggressive.
I like MERS. I like recently
MERS. Thank you. I'm always giving a shout out to MERS. Thank you. You wrote back to your DM the other day. Thank you, MERS.
And I've been listening to
you like some Coyote.
I do.
Shout out Coyote. But then this is, and this is no disrespect to Coyote, because you know I love Coyote, but this is where she's at, if I may speak for that. Once it gets into that like aggressive hip hop testosterone, like style lyricism, like I think it loses her a little bit.
And I'm not into, like, I don't pick up on lyrics. Like, I like a smooth sort of like groove more than like melody, I guess.
Yeah. And you like your deep house and that kind of stuff, right?
Yes. And then, yes, I go through like techno, like drum and bass, jungle. They used to call it jungle back in the day. Chill. People make fun of me. I have the chill station on.
Yeah, she loves the chill station.
It kind of, not pop.
Never pop. She's not like what's popular or trendy.
Electronic, yeah. And then, there's a couple of things that I've put you on, like, or that like you've come.
She sends me some dope tracks, always on the Spotify. Like do you like
this track?
I went
through like an indie phase for a while.
That was fun. I was a rock and roll guy when I was a little tyke, but never grown up. But from what, like 09 to 13, there was like some dope indie rock. All right,
sorry.
A little bit of time.
Yeah, I think there's a couple more. We'll go through these quick. When are we going to
speed round?
Oh, Hank, when are we going to Pioneer? Okay, tomorrow.
Hank, by the way, the winner of the LA in a Minute Challenge, of the In a Minute with Evan Lovett Challenge. When are we going to Pioneer? Dude, let's go. I know you said Monday or Friday are best for you. Let's go. Pioneer Chicken, my favorite all-time LA restaurant chain. Go to the one in Boyle Heights. Literally incredible and exactly like you remember. Pioneer Chicken still lives and it's still awesome.
Okay, Carlos Villalpando, have you tried Tarasca hot sauce? How can we get it on LA in a Minute? What are your favorite hot sauces? Isn't your wife Mexican? I'm from Michoacan.
Oh, wow. That was good. Okay, first of all, no, I have not tried Tarasca. What is it called?
Maybe. It looks vaguely familiar. Yes. Tarasca.
Tarasca.
It looks familiar.
We always try crazy different hot sauces. We probably got like 20 in our cabinet right now.
Yes.
Tapatio, shout out Cholula. My friends and favorite.
But, I went through a big Valentina phase.
Yeah, you did. El Yucateo like is dope.
Okay. Crystal Shelton. Do you know about the LA Mexicana Secret Tunnels? Yes. Yes. We know about them.
People keep talking about the secret tunnels and the celebrity tunnels and the secret Starbucks. Here's the truth. There are indeed tunnels underneath Los Angeles. No, they are not accessible. Perhaps the most accessible is behind Temple. There's an elevator that you can sometimes get down into these tunnels. But when you see them, you will see that nobody uses them and they are actually very spooky and scary and you should probably stay the hell out of them and they are definitely not used by celebrities. However, they were used big time during the Prohibition era for access to speakeasies and yes, law enforcement, perhaps some mafia, LA was a big mob town, did use those tunnels because they were subway tunnels and even before that, wagon tunnels when there were horse and wagons to get the traffic off the street. So these tunnels do exist and they're incredible and I need to get down there and do a proper story, hopefully with Eddie of Hunger Creative Co. But they're not these celebrity tunnels that people keep talking about as far as that story that went viral. But They do exist. They're not used. Ooh. And don't go down there. It's dangerous.
You guys must always be so busy. How do you guys handle that? I know. Well, I'm fine.
I love it. It's my passion. We love LA. Let's see. Who said that, by the way?
Oh, Yanatul Niyama? Nayama, sorry.
Yes, but it's not. It's fun, but when you love what you do, it's not work.
He's always like, if he didn't need to sleep, he probably wouldn't, because he's just I got to do the next one. It makes the days go by fast. But okay, so then, last one. We'll end on this one. Stop and enjoy life. What was your favorite LA moment this year?
Stop and Enjoy Life is the screen name, mm-hmm. or the avatar,
yeah,
the
Stop
handle.
And Enjoy Life. Yeah. What was your favorite LA moment this year?
I was at game one of the World Series with my wife, Irene, my son, Felix, my nephew, Max. And we had seats way up in the nosebleeds, but it couldn't have been any more special or any more perfect, because this was the real World Series, and it felt special and magical this year. And we went through so much to get there. The Padres, the Mets, two rivals in different ways, and teams with strong fan bases and cultures that hate LA, but they're jealous of LA, and we beat them both. And now you're facing the Yankees in the World Series, and the odds are stacked. Ohtani makes a big out. You thought it was Ohtani's moment. Ohtani makes a big out. Verdugo makes that catch. And Freddie Freeman comes up and hits that grand slam to harken back 1988, Kirk Gibson. And this was not just my favorite LA moment, but maybe one of my favorite moments all time. Being in that stadium with my loved ones, getting to celebrate with all of Los Angeles. And man, that's a once in a lifetime thing. Like, that is up there with Kirk Gibson as far as all time sports moments. And again, at Dodger Stadium in game one of the World Series, gives me chills right now, but absolutely special moment and the best LA moment of 2024, in my opinion.
Yeah. And then we also got to go, because I was there also.
I said you.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. I have a slightly different story. But
oh, wow.
No, but then we got to go to the parade.
Oh.
When was that? Like the week after?
Yeah.
And it was on our son's 11th birthday. Oh, yeah. So it was so cool to see. And we took the metro there.
We did. There you go, see?
And the sea of blue was a really unique experience that I don't know. I mean, well, maybe this next year too. Well, but that was really, it was a really cool experience to see our city just come together that way. Was fun. I like
the parade was incredible. They said it was 300,000 people. Although today I read that it was 2 million people. Though that's
no,
that sounds like too many.
No,
but
that's
I read
a
that
lot.
Today. Maybe that's how stories.
But somewhere, because I saw 200,000 people, and I was like, seem like more,
right.
But 2 million sounds like
too
I
many.
Think we.
But the parade was amazing. Nothing unifies LA like the Dodgers. Perhaps the Lakers. Lakers are close, but I think the Dodgers are the number one unifying thing. And that World Series was special, and being there is something I'll never forget. And it's a celebration of LA. And that's what this year felt like. And, you know, 2024 is going to go down as one of the most incredible years in Los Angeles history, not just because of the Dodgers. Not just because of Kendrick, they not like us, but it was a great year across the board, the handover to LA 28, and so much to look forward to in the future. And honestly, everybody that participated today, thank you for the questions. Some friends, some supporters of the show, and some people I never heard from before. I'm glad coming out of the woodworks. Thank you. But most of all, thank you to Irene Lovett of Design Styles,
oh my God.
Of LA in a Minute, of In a Minute with Evan Lovett. Thank you for being here. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun. Yeah, I felt more relaxed, actually, than the first time. The first time we did it, no audio, video, sorry. And I was like,
yeah, you seem, you were cool. Great. They're going to want you as the host for the show for now.
See ya.
but remember, follow, subscribe. Thank you so much. Hope you had a fantastic 24. And I hope we all have an amazing 2025 here in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for watching. And genuinely, thank you for supporting In a Minute with Evan Lovett all year. Let's keep it up. Let's keep building into bigger things. Thanks, y'all. All right, y'all. It's been a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.